This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, I know that we're going into a planned worldwide tyranny, a new dark age, destroying true libertarian liberal ideas, packaged under the modern pseudo-liberalism. But when I sit here and read headlines like this out of Rasmussen.com, Rasmussen Reports, one of the biggest polling agencies in the world, and it's not us warning of this a decade ago, it's not the academics and governments calling for it in newspapers, it's serious polls with a large percentage of people wanting to arrest anyone that disagrees with man-made climate change. First it was freezing, then it was warming, now it's changed. And this is just today's stack. I have a huge stack here of what they call political correctness. It's not political correctness. It is totalitarianism. It is Mao Zedong. It's Adolf Hitler. It's happening again. Now, it's only 20-something percent that in this poll want to arrest everybody. But that's still a whacked-out group of scum with their bizarre moral authority. And you see it going on in these universities where somebody drove by in a truck 2 months ago, and I think I heard something racist. And there's a Thomas Jefferson statue. Get rid of everybody in the school. Lock everything down. And now it's happening all over the country. They're routing particularly black conservative professors. And it is just a mindless power grab by the feminist commanding the young throngs of chip-on-the-shoulder youth. We've done an analysis of it, all Ford Foundation, Soros manipulated. And it's just pathetic to see. These people will not get jobs anywhere. I don't care if it's a young white woman, a young white guy, black woman, whatever. I'm looking at these people. They're not getting educations. They're not learning how to make connections and get jobs. To so much of business is just interpersonal skill. Even Bloomberg had an article on that a month ago or 3.5 weeks ago. These people are completely whacked out. They are psychologically destroyed. They've had their normal social skills basically degraded or removed to seeing phantoms. In fact, I saw a political cartoon. It may still be on Infowars.com. We'll put the political cartoons down on the lower left-hand side. And it shows a psychiatrist holding up the ink blot test and saying, what do you see? And I see racism. I see homophobia. I see this. I see that. No matter what the blobs on the page say, look like, that's what they see. And that's what it is. And that's the plan. This is how you put a virus in a computer to fry people's brains. Little support for pushing, little support for punishing global warming foes. Global warming advocates are calling for the prosecution of groups who disagree with them. And the New York State has taken it a step further by investigating people. Now, I'm going to come back and cover all this, but I can't even believe it's gone this far. And what's even sicker is it's Exxon Mobil and British Petroleum and Dutch Royal Shell. Those three are the biggest funders of the whole man-made climate change garbage to shut down coal, their main competitor. And they're so sophisticated, the left doesn't even know they work for them. And then they have New York State investigating Exxon Mobil, claiming they paid for fake science. It wasn't fake science. That was 15 years ago. They were ordered by the board head David Rockefeller to convert and support it, and they have since then. Incredible. Incredible. This is just incredible. The oil companies run the fraud.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, the 12th day of November 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have, obviously, a lot of over-the-top, as usual, important news to cover. Professor Daryl Hamamoto out in California a few years ago began to expose what he called just mass total mental illness, total tyranny, where the students are being turned into Maoist-style lynch mobs who demand everyone submit to them and accept their particular bizarre dogma of leftism, or you are basically hounded and they try to burn you at the stake. Now, Hamamoto is a classical liberal. Freedom. Tolerance, Thomas Jefferson style. But he was able to stop them from having him thrown off the faculty, and he will be joining us to talk about the nightmare that is unfolding across this country at universities. He's also a recipient of the Rockefeller Foundation Research Fellowship, so he's been on the inside at UCLA. Fulbright scholar, he goes on and on. I'm not going to go over his. He's a top professor. He used to head up one of the main departments. Well, still does. So, University of California, Davis, And Larry Nichols will be joining us. You know, he's in ill health. Was going to be on a few weeks ago, but we had some issues there. But he'll be joining us today. And I really think this is a case of pearls before swine. I don't mean our general audience, but the mainstream media. It's such a big deal when Larry Nichols comes on. I mean, he was on record, one of the main political operatives and handlers of the Clintons when they were co-governor, basically. He witnessed the cocaine being shipped in. He witnessed the murders. I mean, all of it. And some people sit there and say, well, I mean, this is a horrible guy. Why are you having him on? The point is, it's the prodigal son. He got out of it when he was going to be going to the White House, when he was going to be going up the chain of command. And he had that Saul of Tarsus moment on the road to Damascus where he hit his knees and repented. And so what happens to him is between Larry Nichols and God. The point is, he's been a major thorn on their side for a long time, so he'll be joining us. And he is a bit eccentric. You know, he is battling lung cancer right now. I'm not going to get into all the details of it, but let's just say this. He's been fighting for his life. He's done the do not resuscitate deal. He's gotten down to that point now, but he's going to be joining us. So definitely pray for him and try to support him as well. But the prayers are what's most important. And then Anthony Gucciardi will be hosting the fourth hour of Overdrive. You know what I'm going to do? This morning, I got up. I couldn't sleep last night for some reason. Went to bed at like 2 in the morning, up about 6. And I just sat there reading what was coming into my email from listeners, the tips, and I was looking on the Facebook at InfoWars and Drudge. And I just sat back by about 7:30 in the morning, and it clicked. I was like, this really is the offensive. This really is the big takeover. This really is the big distraction. While they are robbing the country and the planet right now and establishing an above-the-law, diplomatically immune corporate world government that hates humanity in its own words. And I laugh at the politically correct people. I say mean things about them, and they deserve it, but really, I didn't really cry this morning. I cried in my mind. I cried in my gut when I looked at the videos of the politically correct throngs at Yale and Dartmouth and Missouri State. They were desperate. They were scared. They were freaked out. They were raised by television. They weren't taught how to change light bulbs, much less fix a carburetor. They never grew gardens in their yard. I don't care if they were black or white. They were slaves. They were desperate. At Missouri State, and Jakari and Kit Daniels were there yesterday, and that was really the story hiding in plain view. It was like the last man on earth. There were these video shots of these huge commons and these beautiful classical colonial red brick buildings. And you might see one person 300 yards away walking. There was just, in some shots, no one on a Wednesday in the middle of the class year. And then I sat there last night and this morning for like 3-4 hours watching the raw videos from their Black Lives Matter sites and others. And I realized these aren't even bad people on average. These are really screwed up, damaged victims of re-education camp brainwashing. When they heard that the Klan was going to show up at the university, the federally run Klan, I mean, I've gone and protested the Klan more than 20 times. There's usually about 6 or 7 guys. It comes out later that they're all feds. It's a joke. It's a photo op to stir up racial tension. And it's come out the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups have been connected and behind it, and white supremacist centers like Elohim City are run by them and the government. I mean, this is sick. And I watched videos of the football players and the basketball players and the students running in fear and panicking. Jakari had people run up to him and say, is it true? Is it true? Is the Klan here? Are we safe? and they canceled classes, had the police on alert, that means SWAT team on the roof, and it was all completely made up. But meanwhile, the very same football players and basketball players would intimidate members of the press and run over them because, see, they weren't threatening. See, it's all this simulated wimp warfare, tribal warfare at the most base level. These are people that want to have a coming-of-age event. And you watch all these confused, wide-eyed, looks like 18-year-old girls, black, white, I don't really see any Hispanics, and then black men and white men and professors, female and male, prodding and bullying. I mean, this is just a sick group of people disconnected from reality. I mean, if I was the football team, it's like 80% black, and I didn't like the Klan, which nobody showed up. It wasn't true. It was made up internet rumor. You're looking for trouble. I mean, you want to do? I'm not saying do it, but go beat the hell out of them. What are you afraid of? But see, that's it. They literally are scared of somebody in a truck driving by and thinking they heard something racist. Or a poop swastika. And I experienced this on Halloween. I don't go out and really celebrate Halloween. It's a cultic holiday, but I went to my cousin's birthday party. And I wore a captain's hat, and I had a white person and an Arab person come up and get in my face aggressively. And I was nice at first, but then I would turn to them, and I got in their face. And I said, watch it, man. Don't push totalitarianism on me. I said, so what if I am a Nazi? But I said, you know I'm not a Nazi. You know that's a captain's hat. You just want to act official and have me kiss your butt. Well, I'm not going to do it. And how dare you get in my face and imply I'm a Nazi? You don't have some moral high ground by getting in my face. Now, I suggest you turn around and you walk away fast. You do that, these people run. But everybody else, faculty, everyone else, meanwhile, they hear the Klan's coming and piss their drawers running, folks. Because it's another imaginary boogeyman. And I see all these adults, and these are like 18 to 23-year-old people on average. And they've had so little life experiences that they're scared that a Halloween party might have something that's offensive and are screaming in fear. I mean, this is crazy. And then I've got stacks of articles where they're in mainstream news in the United States and have national polls normalizing the arrest of anyone for political speech that's not seen as kosher. If you deny man-made global warming, you are to be arrested. That is in Rasmussen polls. They're actually polling with a straight face. Imagine a poll saying, let's arrest all the, I don't know, think of a group, all the Sikhs. Imagine having an actual poll about, should we round up all the Sikhs? I'm just picking a random group. I mean, no one would even run that poll. You talk about dangerous. This is totalitarianism, and I've got stacks of these articles. This was all cooked up by psych warfare teams. That's all declassified. To totally fracture this country while we're being taken over. When a mosquito pushes its proboscis into your flesh, it's a two-way nozzle. It pumps acid, saliva, into your body. That's why it itches and hurts. But it's time delayed. By the time it gets away with the blood, then you feel it. It dissolves your blood cells, makes them not plate together, and sucks them up. And that's what political correctness is the globalists sticking its snout in, pumping this in to divide all of us so they can slurp us up. That's it. Oh, there are real race problems and real all that stuff. But the point is, it's projected, it's expanded, it's used to traumatize, to rub salt in the wounds in a sickeningly cynical way while they rob us with Obamacare and the TPP and world government and all the rest of the craziness. Then they have headlines like, little support for punishing global warming foes. In America, if you say global warming isn't anthropogenic, should you be arrested? And they sit there with a straight face. see how they just put that out there? And then you've got people running around hysterical in fear beyond the Salem witch trials, stumbling over each other. The Klan is coming. The Klan. Let's run. Let's run. Let's run. Like it's the running of the bulls.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Classical liberalism, which comes out of the Christian ethic, which comes out of our Judeo-Christian past. And so many people, the cause celeb, the fun thing is to hate Jews, and bash Israel all day. I'm neutral on the issue because I won't play the games. But we are a Judeo-Christian nation. I know that's been popularized in the last 50 years. The term wasn't really used before that. And I can see some of the debate from purist Christians that say we're mainly a Christian nation. Well, that's true. But Christianity comes out of the older Old Testament form of Judaism before it was corrupted during the Babylonian captivity and others. That Judaism, compared to the old Judaism, is two different animals entirely. Just like you can say America was different in 1776 than it is today. But I didn't mean to digress off into a mini history lesson. What I was getting at is true liberalism, true individualism, true free association is so diverse, so powerful, so productive, so magical that tyrants hate it because they believe competition is a sin. And so they had to take over the Renaissance that was America, the greatest expression of the Renaissance, and our innovations and our exceptionalism, and the globalists had to subvert it and collectivize it, and then take the abolitionist movement that continued on to the civil rights movement and twist it into a race-based movement it is today, where black students across the United States and Hispanic students in public schools, in primary and secondary, right through K through 12, right through to graduate, right through to PhD, they are self-segregating and saying, white allies are not allowed to come to this yoga class. That's a sick little term. Whites are bad, but if you're an ally and grovel properly, you're okay. What does having a white person grovel to you do? They're just as pathetic, poor, and stupid as you are. I've seen the statistics. The average white person is collapsing into poverty, has no idea what's going on, hates themselves, and then I have to sit here as a white man that knows this growing up around it and hear from you how I'm hiding my racism and how I'm hiding my privilege and all this crap. Let me tell you what my privilege was. My privilege was being singled out because I was so good looking when I was young. I'm not very good looking now. I was super good looking. I look like a Calvin Klein model. From the time I was about 14 to 23. You look at the photos online. I'd walk into a room and almost every woman in the room would just turn their head. But let me tell you, I had to fight men continually because they didn't like it. They didn't like pretty boy. They thought they were going to kick my butt. Whether they were black, Hispanic, or white, I faced it all. And I watched these little slack-jawed, snot-nosed punk kids sit over there and complain about all the stuff they've been through while the ringleader is jacked in with Soros and Warren Buffett and his daddy made $8.2 million last year. My daddy didn't make $8 million in the last 20 years. I am sick of this garbage. The idea that if you're white, you can't accomplish anything on your own is a load of bull. Totally and completely deranged. And I want to help all these people. I understand metaphysically, spiritually. But at an organic level, I'm already set where I genuinely believe it. But even if I was a bad person, I would want others to succeed because I understand you reap what you sow. The problem is evil people don't understand that metaphysical rule and they want to see others fail. They believe they succeed when other people fail. And at some primitive levels, that's true in every culture, but not at higher orders. And humanity dreams, group dreams, to manifest the future, not through some magical incantation, but through the fact that we're made in the image of the creator of the universe. And are able to then manifest through our mass movements and our collective dreams to build castles in the sky. And instead, you've got a bunch of mentally ill, fear-stricken, gibbering, cowardly people running in fear and stumbling and evacuating because the Klan was supposedly going to show up. The wicked flee when none pursue. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Something you call love.
Something you call love, but confess.
You've been messing.
You've been a messing where you shouldn't have been a messing. And now someone else is getting all your best.
These boots are made for walking.
These boots are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do.
One of these days.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Live.
Yeah.
From Austin, Texas.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing.
So let me just read these headlines instead of pontificating. And I've got world events, economic stuff, guests coming up. Little support for punishing global warming foes. Rasmussenreports.com. This is the stuff you'd read in Nazi Germany in like 1938. If you denied something the government said was official. That, you know, they had discussions about arresting people then for it. Global warming advocates are calling for the prosecution of groups who disagree with them. And the New York State has taken it a step further by investigating ExxonMobil for refusing to pay play ball with the popular science theory. Well, that's not even accurate. ExxonMobil was one of the only big 10, and it was the biggest oil company in the world at the time. In fact, it wasn't ExxonMobil then, it was Exxon. Rex Tillerson headed it. He continued once it was ExxonMobil, but David Rockefeller came in 15 years ago. You can look it up. And then again, about a decade ago, it was in the Associated Press. Got no attention, but I remember covering it on air. And came in and called in all the shares, fired a bunch of the board, and said, I will remove you, Rex Tillerson. You will support carbon taxes. You will do this. And Tillerson said, okay, we'll cease our investigations that carbon dioxide doesn't eat the planet. Fine. Of course, it doesn't. But even before that, Dutch Royal Shell, Exxon, his big competitor, BP, which are sister companies owned by the same royal families, Dutch and British are the same people, it's German. Their antecedents, Germans. And all the other big oil companies for at least 30 years have been funding this banned carbon dioxide garbage because coal puts out many, 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 many times, depending on which type of coal, more carbon dioxide than fuel, than gasoline or diesel. And I'm not invested in coal. I'm not invested in oil. I'm not invested in natural gas. I don't have a dog in this hunt. And every time I talk about this, people send me emails or there's comments in the press, oh, he must be getting money from the oil companies. Until the last decade or so, my family got no money from the oil companies. In fact, Texas, they drill them everywhere. Actually, my family has some small gas wells that almost don't pay anything. I wish they did. I've never gotten any of the money. It's just used to basically pay property taxes. What they do now is they raise your property taxes so much, you've got a gas well, and they'll say over the life what they think the well's worth, but gas prices are so low, you almost lose money, unless it's a huge one. But it's the gas lobby, also with big oil, lobbying to shut down coal. So technically, if I fought like a parasite, I think, you know, my dad will be dead in 20 years. I hope he isn't, but, you know, my dad will be gone in 20 years, and I might have some gas wells out on the family farm in East Texas. And, boy, I want to get rid of coal because I'll make more money because coal is my main competition. So in the weird schizoid way people think, because I always hear the average person, you know, who isn't in the stock market or whatever, they'll say, I don't care if the stock market goes down. All those rich people go bankrupt. I don't care. The whole economy's tied to it, almost every company. But again, the average yuppie will say, I've run into him. I don't care if that goes down. The average liberal who's, you know, anti-quote money, they won't even realize that if it goes belly up, even though it's a bubble, that's going to really hurt them. They just only think about themselves in this weird little focused mindlessness. There's enough coal to run our current civilization for thousands of years. They perfected it and know how to use it completely clean, totally clean. Totally. Earth's energy crisis is solved. And within a few years, if they wouldn't suppress it, we'll have other totally clean energies. I want to bring those out. But I've studied it. And it's wrong to have Obama get up and say, we're going to bankrupt coal. You can build a plant, but we will bankrupt you. When China and India and everybody else has to make zero cuts, but every Western country has to. We can't compete if our electricity is 10 times what it is in China. Look it up on average. 10 times. Just a decade ago, we were close to on par with China. Do you realize what that does to America to jack up our power price? I mean, it's real simple. It's elementary. That's why I harp on this so much. We cannot compete. It is discriminatory that we can't have power plants that are clean, and then they just move over the border to Mexico and run completely dirty and rain mercury down on us. I'm not against the Mexicans. They should have clean coal. The point is that it's wrong to shut down over 50 Texas power plants in the last 7 years. Look it up. Out of the close to 1,000 shut down nationwide. And then Mexico, and then have the very companies move to Mexico. It's a military attack. What did Putin say 2 weeks ago? It's a military attack because that's what it is, people. That's what it is. It's robbing you to hurt you. Our government doesn't want you to have cheap energy. And they put up fake windmills and all this garbage that creates more destruction, doesn't work, wasn't meant to work, a pure boondoggle to their friends. So they can act like they're bringing you alternative energy. Oh, we're getting rid of coal to make you switch to this, and then they really don't give us the better energy systems that are there. And now they want to arrest people. And I told people about this 10 years ago when they were first calling for it at the UN. People didn't believe me. Oh, they're not going to arrest you. And they're now basically telling Lord Monckton and others, don't even try to come to Paris. Like, I want to get Lord Monckton on ahead of this climate, this world government summit next month in Paris. And they tried to keep him out of other countries. He's an amazing guy. He parachuted into the one in Durban, South Africa, because they wouldn't let him in. They had a whole area of the city shut down. So he skydived into it. Never skydived before. That's daring. That's a stunt. He was in dozens and dozens of front page papers in South Africa with that one. And that's all we need you to do is the same bold stunts against these dragons, and we'll bring them down, folks. If we're successful in not letting them shut off the third world's power, which is where they're really targeting them right now, because they let them have it in India and places like that, in China, but in Africa and Latin America and areas, they're not letting them have it. It's only in select globalist industrial zones they allow them to have the coal plants. You give Latin America and Africa power plants, which the UN's trying to block. They openly say Obama's been over there trying to block power plants. They're trying to block private companies going on power plants. Within 30 years, Africans will have only two children or less. Latin Americans will. They'll be wealthy. See, the globalists don't want that. See, once you become middle class, you stop having all the kids. They don't want to fix the problem. They want more chaos. How sick is that? Do you hear the Black Lives Matter people when you got 40 million people starving to death a year now? Up over 10 million in the last few years. You hear him talk about that? You hear him talk about how it's discriminatory that under the UN treaty on climate change, there were almost double the taxes on the third world carbon taxes that there were on us. But they sold it as if it was going to be wealth redistribution, just like Obamacare was supposed to be that, and it's a big screw job for the poor. So they're going to have the Pope and everybody else there and Bloomberg and all the usual suspects, Felipe Calderon, wow, Lord Monckton is actually being allowed to speak. They were threatening him earlier. Click on that. He's actually listed by the UN. Wow, I didn't even know that. Wow, we got to get Monckton on immediately. Yeah, there they are when he parachuted in. Oh, wow. Anyways, this is epic times to be alive. Now let's continue. Two children's center workers fired for refusing to acknowledge transgender girl age 6. These are the headlines. That's in the Mirror. PC insanity turns University of Missouri into police state. They sent out emails and told everyone on campus, if you hear anything hateful and or hurtful speech, if it hurts you, if it hurts your feelings, call the police. Mizzou protesters segregate by race. White students asked to leave black-only healing space. The focus groups were intended to create a black-only healing space. White allies told, do not attend. And this was public spaces, again, being taken over inside the university. Just total mindlessness. Ithaca College students stage walkout, call for president's removal, again, over phantom racism by not acknowledging that everyone's oppressed and there's a class struggle. This is just the White House bullying all the universities that aren't groveling enough, just like the police departments. Does it mean these universities aren't terrible in many cases? Does it mean the police don't have big problems? Absolutely they do. But the whole thing's engineered as a takeover. Update. Race activist who got University of Missouri professor to resign does not attend school, lives in Houston. The award-winning super liberal professor, Dale Brigham, resign because he said, I'm not going to give in, you know, to the, you know, hysteria and all the rest of it. And I'm not going to give in to the campus being shut down over the fear of the Klan. We need to stand up against, you know, the Klan, whether they're coming or not, and not give in to bullies. So he said, we're going to still have the test. You don't have to do it today, but if you want to come in and have the bullies, we're going to have it for those who want to have it today. They basically called for his firing. He just said, you know what, I resign. Basically groveling. But saying the right thing, hey, stand up to bullies. But there were no bullies. Doesn't matter. Gone. Fourth grader threatened with sexual harassment for writing a love letter. Man, I tell you, all the other boys were saying girls were gross. I was writing them love letters. Psychologists, kids need to be educated about boundaries. That's right, teaching them. Remember what Seinfeld's daughter said? They said, we're going to move back to New York from this small town so you can meet more boys. And she said, that's sexist. Boys and girls together is sexist. See, the biology of the species is evil. A species that is at war with itself. Total mental illness. Women seeing themselves as women. Men seeing themselves as men, not as one species. Competing with each other. That's total destruction of the species. That's just some of the news on the politically correct front, and it just goes on and 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 on from there. Meanwhile, the real discrimination is the fact that if you just drink 1.3 parts per million, which was the old level of fluoridation until we got it changed 2 years ago to half that, admitting it was brain damaging people, just devastating victory, the admission, devastating victory, still not completely out, proven right again. Oh, you're total kooks. Every scientist agrees it's great for you. Now they say take it out. Oh, you're total kooks. Everyone agrees man-made global warming's real. It's all just a total fraud. Everyone agrees vaccines have no side effects and are perfect for you. Total lies. The inserts say they can kill you. And everything else you can imagine. I mean, you name it. You want diabetes type 2. You want Guillain-Barre's. You want narcolepsy. You want epilepsy. You want autoimmune diseases. Baby, take the shots. And they just answer and say, we're total kooks. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. There's no war on Christmas. There's no war on Christians. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Do you hear the crazy right-wingers? Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Everything disinfo, calling us right-wingers. Everything. Just twisting language around where it means nothing anymore. Apple boss. Next generation of children will not know what money is. And you know what that means? Once you don't physically hold it, they can track, they can trace, they can tax, they can control everything you do, and they say they're going to do that. Won't be even the next generation. It's here now. Oh, guess we're right about that again. Media graveyard. Yeah, kids won't know what newspapers are either. Daily newspapers down nearly 80%. Hard news in danger. Credibility will be undermined. Well, it isn't just the digital age that did this. Newspapers and magazines that are still hard-hitting into investigative work are doing better than ever. You killed yourselves taking regurgitated and politically correct garbage news and made yourselves obsolete. When I caught on record in 2000 the head of the statewide federally funded anti-gun control group, this video, this made national news, paying three black men. And it was like a movie. Like the guy was like a villain going, 100, 200, 300, into their hands. And I just turned the camera on, run over. And they had a state ethics board admit that it could constitute bribery and all stuff. And the statesman calls me up and says, if those men were white, would you have shown the video? And I said, of course I would have. It's you know, state ethics board admits it, you know. Is totally discrediting. It shot down a bunch of bills, by the way. Devastating victory against the enemy. We went in, the citizens, hundreds of us. I just showed up. I wasn't James Bond, but I was. And so were the women that ran to me and said, hey, they're paying them off over there. See, because it isn't like you got to be a superhero, folks. You got to show up and take action and have the moral authority. And I sat there talking to the reporter. I just point out everything's racially based now. He had a Hispanic surname. He pulled the article up. It actually said in the article, I asked Jones if this was racially motivated. And I said, man, that's really a way to turn that around. You've been taught those tactics. You know, the people that testified, basically, I'm a dangerous black guy, and I used to rob people, and I want guns. That's why you need to ban them. Those guys were there to make black people look bad and to play a stereotype as actors, it turned out, in a fraud to play the part of the dangerous, evil black people, quote, to sell gun control. So in truth, I was exposing institutional racism, literally. And so they had to invert it. But you know what? We blew your bills up and they all failed. That whole committee had like six bills, set to pass, had the votes. We blew it up. And that wasn't the end of the fight. It was just one more victory. And that's why I'm so aggressive, folks. I have blown the enemy to pieces thousands of times, locally, state level, federal, international. And I'm going to go on destroying them. I'm going to go on just sabotaging them with the truth, blasting them to pieces, ripping their systems to shreds, sabotaging everything they do. And you can do it, too. And I want you to join the fight against the globalists. I want you to realize the war is on. You don't have a choice. You got to join this fight, folks. You got to get involved. You got to get aggressive. And people are desperate for the truth right now. I can't tell you how many famous people in government, military, Hollywood, you name it. Last night I got an incredible phone call. All the cool people.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I now take you live to clandestine. Monday. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I host the transmission and a fourth hour of Overdrive with Anthony Gucciardi today. I am your host, Alex Jones. By the way, I can't even cover all of the political correctness orgy going on and just one-upping each other into mindless hysteria. This is what mind control can do. I mean, I don't just say that, again, as rhetoric. This is globalist, high-level, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, high-tech focus group, tested brainwashing. To just make young people's identity being totally racially based and hating anybody outside their group and just obsessed with entitlement so the government can fully enslave them through the mental illness and service and feed that cult programming. I mean, I love these young people, poor young black people, white people, Hispanics, you name it, totally brainwashed by hardcore combines that want them and their families brain damaged and finally dead. I mean, they want to keep you close so they can abort your children, shoot you up with Gardasil. But if they can't soft kill you that way, they'll ruin your mind. And the reason they're scared of me is I'm effective cutting right through the crap. And if I can get in front of these people, I'm able to deprogram them sometimes. The problem is their identity is so tied to all this garbage that's pathetic. I mean, I've got a stack of stuff I didn't even get to on the political correct. This is just today. You notice I'm pretty much covering this like all the time now. I used to cover maybe 10 minutes a day. It's just, this is their big move. This is America's color revolution brought to you by Soros, Obama, Inc. This is what they do in other countries. They'll take Catholic versus Orthodox in Ukraine, have them kill each other. They'll take one African tribe against another in Africa, do that. I mean, they'll just take any. That's what the CIA does. It studies with anthropology the divisions, exacerbates real problems, makes up new ones where everybody just acts like a bunch of idiots. And I know I harp on it, but man, it's so obvious. And the good news is there are a lot of classically liberal professors all over the place now. We have an amazing clip on the play next hour of the guy that wrote the coddling of the children, the professor that wrote that, that gave a speech on C-SPAN and got heckled. We're going to play that, where there are a lot of classical liberals now going, whoa, this is dangerous. Well, you bet it is. See, you bought into modern liberalism thinking it had to be pushy and aggressive for the greater good. That's not what it is. And pushy, aggressive totalitarianism is never done for a good reason. It always goes bad. But look at this one. Administered to teachers in St. Louis Public School District, the White Privilege Survey. Infowars.com. And I mean, you cannot believe the questions here. Can I speak in a public to a powerful group without putting my race on trial? Well, I mean, that's the neuroses of people that are obsessed with only their race. Of course I can. I can choose blemish cover or bandages in flesh color and have them more or less match my color of skin. What does that mean? It's like mental illness. I can go shopping alone most of the time, pretty well assured that I cannot be followed or harassed. I mean, it's just, this is just, man, this is re-education camp garbage. Briefly, we are still running the special. You purchase products at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds this whole operation. We appreciate you supporting what we're doing. We have high-quality products at great prices. Do yourself a favor and the truth a favor. Support the InfoWar. We salute you and thank you. We've now got the new product that will sell out by next week. We should get more in next year. Living Defense, Harmful Organism Cleanse, Parasite Cleanse, and a bunch of other big specials. Check them out at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Those are the coordinates. 888-253-3139.
Thank you.
Tell your friends and family, tune in right now. Yes. Let's get aggressive. We're not lying down. Yes. We're not dying. We're winning. We're going to the next level. We're going off world. They're not stopping us.